Next month, Juneau's downtown camping ban goes into effect. Supporters of the ban said it would be only one part of the community's homeless strategy. KTOO's Jacob Resnick looks at the efforts to find alternatives for people sleeping in alcoves.
Much of the land above Juneau's downtown is owned by Alaska Electric Light and Power's sister company. And in all seasons, homeless people erect makeshift camps in the woods on those lands. The owner is constantly evicting them.
So this campsite was tagged a number of weeks ago.
That's Alec Mestig. He's in charge of managing these lands. Hiking through a thicket of elderberries, he uncovers a site where campers have been evicted recently. A mound of gear and totes, backpacks, and a collapsed tent still remains.
We offered a period of time for them to remove their campsite and move along, you know, find somewhere else to go. Not that I necessarily know where that other place to go really is.
Where should people go? After April 15th, they will be barred from camping downtown on private property. That's led AELP to offer about an acre below the former AJ Mill to the city as a winter campground.
If we had this time of year a campground that we could direct people to, I think that that would make it easier for us to say, well, you can't camp here, but you can go over to this other managed campground.
The city already runs a summertime campground on AELP land off Thane Road. It's used as a cheap housing alternative. But it's also in an avalanche zone, so the city closes it down in the winter. This proposed winter site isn't perfect either. It's an uphill walk from the end of Gastineau Avenue, and there could be heavy snow in the winter. AELP is willing to turn it over to the city on a year-to-year arrangement. Mestug says talks have been ongoing with city staff since December.
There's actually an old fire ring sitting out here, so it's been used as a campsite before. And we've been up here with a number of folks from the city and to look at, you know, how useful this would be, which parts of this area would be best for setting, you know, the actual tent sites and what type of services we could bring up here.
This begs the question, how serious is the city about taking on the responsibility?
The question of whether a winter campground is a good idea hasn't been thoroughly vetted.
That's city manager Rory Watt. He plans to ask the Juneau Assembly to weigh in on the city's homeless strategy at a March 20th committee meeting.
There will certainly be a cost to it, and there will certainly be some philosophical decisions that have to be made in order to do that. We've got other issues as well in terms of zoning and, you know, where you could legally put a campground and, you know, kind of some other mechanical issues. But I think the big question for the Assembly is, what is the city's role?
Homeless advocates say just doing nothing isn't an option. Mandy Cole co-chairs the Juneau Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. She notes that the new camping ordinance is not enforceable on public property. That means campers could move from downtown sidewalks and into city parks.
There will be people who pick up their blanket and move three streets over or to the marine park structure. You know, it's not ending homelessness in any way. It's moving it away from that kind of one visible area.
So if the city doesn't want campers in parks, it will need to create alternatives.
There are people who live on the street who are looking for kind of a space of their own, but not necessarily ready or willing to live in an apartment or participate in a program. They want a space that's theirs. I mean, literally doorway-sized space that they can keep their belongings and themselves safe, and that's theirs. And so for those individuals, a campground seems totally reasonable.
The Glory Hole downtown shelter continues to operate at about capacity. Not everyone can pass the required breathalyzer test to sleep there overnight, and some continue to shelter in alcoves. On a recent morning, 57-year-old Wolf Johnson was gathering up his bedding on South Franklin Street. He says he can't understand how downtown buildings sit vacant while people like him sleep out in the cold.
They say April 15th is coming around. Well, we all, as homeless, we look after each other. These business people were worried about their property. Me, I'm homeless, and all I worry about is where I'm going to sleep.
There have also been talks between the city and Salvation Army over operating a warming station when temperatures dip dangerously low. That will also be up to the Juneau Assembly to consider later this month. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.